The president isn't the only super stable genius. Here's Steve Gruber.
You know, I'm embarrassed. You know, unless I'm at the Northern Compound, I'm here in the capital city, right? And I'm looking at the Lansing State Journal, and I'm embarrassed for them as well because the abdication of journalism continues. The front page today. This is the biggest political headline since Donald Trump won the presidency. And one of the bigger political headlines of my lifetime, the fact that Bob Mueller, you know, the anointed one, the one that walks on water, the one that Democrats treated almost as a messiah, has found that there was no collusion, no conspiracy, not with Donald Trump, not with anyone in his orbit. No one subpoenaed, no one indicted, no indictments on the way. Huge story. 24 hours a day, wall to wall. The Lansing State Journal gives a postage stamp size article, "No charges for Trump," is the headline. That's it. And the page, a little one paragraph, small type, and story on page 7A. What a joke. You know, the Lansing State Journal just left to the New York Times. What a joke. They ought to be embarrassed. Of course, they have no shame there either, apparently, because that's an embarrassing. It should be a full-blown headline. No collusion. Period. The president is completely exonerated in that. The report, by the way, employed 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, give or take, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, other professional staff. The special counsel issued more than 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records, issued almost 50 orders authorizing use of pen registers, made 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and interviewed 500 witnesses. I would say it was a pretty exhaustive investigation for which they found nothing. And now I'm reading, this is part of Bob Barr's letter to Congress released yesterday. As the report states, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. The special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple offers from Russian-affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. They turned it down. Not only did they not collude, they turned down the opportunity, apparently on multiple occasions. They played above board. They played it straight. Continuing now from Barr's letter, the special counsel therefore did not draw a conclusion one way or the other as to whether the examined conduct constituted obstruction. So this is the part that the Democrats are clinging to desperately with their fingernails. But here's what... And so they left it to the attorney general to decide. Well, he got with Rod Rosenstein. And William Barr and Rod Rosenstein looked at what they had collected from Bob Mueller and said, no, there's no objection here. And here's what they wrote in the letter. In making this determination, first of all, our determination was made without regard to and is not based on the constitutional considerations that surround the indictment and criminal prosecution of a sitting president. The point is, there's no crime here. You know, some people believe that a sitting president cannot be indicted, and they wanted to make it perfectly crystal clear that they weren't giving him a pass because he's the sitting president. In making this determination, we noted that the special counsel recognized that, quote, the evidence does not establish that the president was involved in an underlying crime related to Russian election interference, and that, while not determinative, the absence of such evidence bears upon the president's intent with respect to obstruction. Generally speaking, to obtain and sustain an obstruction conviction, the government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a person acting with corrupt intent engaged in obstructive content, trying to obstruct. If there's no crime, what's he obstructing justice from? Justice has been obtained. Justice has been obtained. Because there was no conspiracy. There was no collusion. There was no anything between Trump, his campaign, and anybody in Russia. And if there's no underlying crime, there cannot be obstruction by definition. Next. Yeah. Of course, the Democrats say this. Attorney General Barr's letter raises as many questions as it answers. The fact that the special counsel Mueller's report does not exonerate the president on the question of obstruction of justice demonstrates how urgent it is for the full report and underlying documentation to be made public without any further delay. Of course, the Democrats are saying this and screaming this as their talking point today. They have nothing else. Their ship just sank. There is nothing else. They're all done. It's all over but the crying. And if Clapper, Brennan, Rice, Power, Comey, all of these people genuinely believed that Trump colluded with Russia, and he didn't. Now, what does that say about the judgment of our one-time top intel officials? Think about that. And think about all the things you were told. Steve Bannon's going to tell all and destroy the president. Jared Kushner is going to get indicted and go to jail. Ivanka's going to jail. Trump is going to get subpoenaed by Mueller. Trump's going to fire Bob Mueller and create a constitutional crisis. Mueller's going to connect Trump to WikiLeaks and Assange. Roger Stone's going to turn on Trump. Dr. Jerome Corsi is the key to impeachment of Donald Trump. James Clapper and John Brennan, both involved in the daily smear job of President Trump, said time and again, he's going to jail. Well, guess what? He's not going to jail. Adam Schiff has said time and again, he has evidence. He has clear evidence of collusion. Really, Adam? Let's see it. Bring that right to the table. We're going to ask Mike Rogers about that in just a moment. It is a huge, historic, epic win for President Donald Trump. I haven't seen the Democrats this upset since November of 2016. And now the Democrats are warning, hey, don't you pardon anyone. Yeah, congressional Democrats like Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, warning, you can't just go out and start, you know, pardoning people. You know, yeah, you can. Paul Manafort comes to mind. The only thing he did wrong was work with Donald Trump. Man, it's just, it's a different day, isn't it? There is no more Mueller investigation. Wow. But what are the Democrats going to do? They're going to cling to it any way they can. Hang on. It's over. No. Oh, Lord. It's good to be Monday, isn't it? I love it. Back after this.